I've won it four times. This one is the ultimate for me, playing at Wembley, seeing all the fans here, all the Arsenal fans, the, you know, all the red flags and red shirts. It's phenomenal. I think the team really picked up their game. We haven't started well in the league campaign, but I said if we can win this cup and get the trophy back in the Arsenal cabinet, we will kickstart our season and hopefully start better in the league from here on in.
On a personal level as well, I mean, having come back from some pretty serious injuries, serious surgery, you must be feeling pretty good.
I'm on cloud nine right now. It's meant so much to me. I wasn't actually sure if I'd make the squad, if I'm honest, because the last two squads in the build-up to this game, I was left out. So I wasn't sure, so I was trying to train as hard as I can to put myself in the manager's mind. But and when I got the nod to start, I thought, you know what, just run and run and run until you're tired, and then he'll take you off at 37 years old. I think I did pretty well.
Do you think you get extra adrenaline as well, the fact that you are in the National Stadium?
Yeah, massive. You walk out and you see the massive you know, crowd. The pitch is just beautiful. It's like a carpet to play on. And if you can't play on this, it's, you know, it's made for an Arsenal team, the way that we like to keep the ball and spread out and good technical players. So just really proud of everyone today, from Pedro, from Claire Wheatley to Vic Akers, who started this programme, you know, over 20 years ago. It's massive, massive for the club that the trophy's back.
What do you think was key as well? Because obviously you've come up against Chelsea this season and not beaten them. They're the holders, they're, you know, the title holders. They were going to be very, very difficult to play against. They were the favourites. So what do you think it was in the end that made you overcome them?
Yeah, it's the first time I've played in a cup final as an underdog. And I think, I mean, I don't really particularly like being an underdog, but I think we stepped up to the mark. We knew what we had to do. I think the pitch, the size of the pitch helped us with the type of players that we had. And everybody turned up. You know, there's been poor performances individually from some players, including myself, early part of the league campaign. And we just said, look, it's our day today. It was kind of written in the stars for me, because obviously we beat Birmingham on penalties. We beat Notts County on penalties. We thrashed Sunderland quite comfortably with 10 players. So it was kind of like, OK, if we turn up and mentally we know we're right and we're at the races, we're on the front foot and we pressurise, the game will be ours. And that's certainly what we did.
Do you think that might be what gives you the boost now in the league?
Yeah, definitely. This will give us a massive boost. Obviously, now we go to Seattle in a little league break. The team will go away, play Seattle Reign, have a nice little break out there, but obviously train and play the game and then refocus when we get back.
Just finally, I hope you don't mind me using this word, but as a veteran, well, an idol in the women's game, how brilliant is it to see another record crowd here today? No World Cup this year as well. Yeah. It wasn't the first year at Wembley, yet still you smashed a record.
Yeah, it's amazing, obviously. Thank you to the fans that turned up. Hopefully we put on an entertaining game and they'll follow the players and follow Arsenal and Chelsea and go more to the home games. That's what we want. We want bums on seats to come out and support the women's game. And certainly they've done that today, so long may it continue.